This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, one of our favorites, comedian Jimmy Pardo, right after this.
Oh, Monsieur Luck. Kiki is a very fine cat with a small little head and a little party hat, and he sits very quietly upon the TV set. Monsieur Le Kiki Le Cat. Oh, he ate a robin, he ate a wren, and he ate a tufted titmouse and then a wren again. He is stuffed with feathers like he was then. Oh, Monsieur Le Kiki Le Cat. Long before there was cable TV, the reception of the aerial was bad on Channel 3. Unless the cat coincidentally sat upon the television. Oh, the years went by and his soul it did depart. But now he is a knick-knack through the taxidermist's art. With a tin foil flag on his tail eternally. The reception is exceptional upon Channel 3. 'Cause Monsieur Le Kiki is a very fine cat with a small little head and a little party hat. And he sits very quietly upon the TV set. Oh, Monsieur Le Kiki Le Cat.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are joined by one of my favorite human beings. He's a comedy legend. He is Jimmy Pardo. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm on my seventh shot to the sheet.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
We should explain.
Okay. That's where I trip up. I think that's where we all get tripped up around the seventh.
We should explain. Jimmy is a man of sobriety and has been for many years, which is good for pretty much everybody, especially motorists everywhere.
Well, it's certainly me. But you're right about motor. I think I told you about the time I drove the wrong way on the expressway. So that is always good for motorists. Good call, Tommy.
Yeah, but I should explain that the Chick McGee is—he doesn't ordinarily imbibe an alcoholic beverages while on the air in a visible manner.
That's
but
right.
He does
but
have
mostly
the,
in secret. Thanks, John.
He does have the whiskey advent calendar, which, as you know, with your Christian upbringing, the advent calendar every day beginning December 1st through
sometimes,
the 24th has
sometimes a chocolate or possibly some motivational thought.
Yes.
We have the chocolate one here in the house. My full disclosure, it kind of sucks. The chocolate sucks.
You know what? I didn't want to say that earlier, but he's absolutely right.
No good chocolate. The
not good chocolate. Huh.
It's not good chocolate. How could it be good chocolate? It's in a cardboard little card. It's horrible. It's been sitting on a shelf for 8 months.
So, you want to profit or not?
So we're trying to come up with some alternative advent calendars. We did find one that is the cannabis calendar,
Okay.
Which is legal only in certain states.
Mm-hmm. Right, and also for certain characters, certain types of people.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want to use one if you have to
hippies.
Work on a lathe.
I'm talking about hippies.
Hippies!
There's also the erotic calendar, Jimmy. The where you
now, what's
get...
it, what do I get for that, chick?
Well, this is Josh speaking.
That's Josh.
Well, Jesus, who's this?
Yes.
Well, it's confusing not seeing it. I Christy and Tom, and then any other guy that talks, I assume it's chick.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, they have certain marital aids and toys and stuff. That
marital aids. There you go.
Utterly inappropriate for the holiday.
Well, how big is this? How big is the calendar? How small are the aids?
With the booze?
Suitcase, kind of a briefcase size with the sex toys. The booze one is what?
The booze
shoe
one.
Shoebox?
No, Jimmy, you'll appreciate this. The booze one is about this. It's almost the exact same size as a vinyl album.
Oh, that's about 12 by 12, right?
About a 12 by 12. That's what
you know,
got
I've
there.
Seen that online. You were posing with those tiny little bottles, and one of those is enough to get you hammered in the morning? That seems like
no, no. Well, no, four, six of them are. Yeah, four, whatever you're working with. Yeah.
Are you jumping days, or you skip? Oh, I guess on Monday you got to play a little catch up, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, because we're out. Our last day is the 21st, and this goes up till the 24th. So process of catching up right now, actually.
Yeah, so why not do that at home when you could do it on the air in advance? Good call.
That's exactly good call.
You're familiar with rationalization.
That's right.
Okay. That's the first step is admitting. So I
hey, now, Jimmy Pardo, we had a chance to speak the other day to one of your faves.
Who'd you talk to?
We talked to the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Oh, Kevin what's Kevin have to say?
Well, we asked him again. We said, you grew up.
you grew up in the exact.
Well, Jimmy, you tell the story.
Okay.
Hey, guys. So, of course, the story. This is 1999, the year of our Lord, when this happened, October.
Right.
And I was backstage at an REO Speedwagon concert, and I finally had a chance to tell Kevin Cronin that we grew up in the same town, Hometown, Illinois. That's the name of this town, is Hometown. It's literally 1 mile by 1 mile. I think there's 3,000 people live there.
Yeah.
Not very big and not known for famous people. So
right.
I had the chance to bond with a fellow famous person, I thought. I'm not famous. Maybe that was the problem of the story. So I went up to him and I said, hey, Kevin, we have something very, very in common. We both grew up in Hometown. You grew up on Costner. I was on Corcoran. And I was in the end in Corker, and it just goes, is that right? And walked away.
Is that right?
And walked away.
Walked away
from me. It's like, dude, this is not, it's, I didn't say we both grew up in New York City.
This is something. This should be something to you.
Something. Yeah. Right? So now when you talk to a Kevin Cronin, you certainly don't bring that up to him.
We didn't this time, but we did bring it up to him in person one time when he was in the studio. And he said, oh, yeah, Jimmy is what he says.
He's a really good guy, by the way. Super nice guy.
I know. I believe they are doing a benefit for the fire victims. Did you discuss that with them?
We were talking about they have a new a remixed and remastered Christmas album, but he's a really, really nice guy. So
well,
I'm sure you got a kick out of the story. And you know what it's like being bothered backstage? I've seen your writer when the Jimmy Pardo live comedy show goes out. What is it? Don't anyone look him in the eye? That sort of thing.
That's the first rule. I even say from the stage on your way out, try to avoid eye contact.
Which is pretty easy because they're foot and a half higher.
Okay, there we go.
He said.
Mark that time stamp.
Trying to change the subject. One thing Jimmy really did lose his mind about was we did talk to Steve Perry, and I thought he would never stop talking about how excited he was by that.
I was very excited for you guys. Yeah. I love that new album, and
it's great. And he was so cool during the interview. Just really good guy, listening to the questions. And if you the story behind Steve Perry's album, it's really interesting, and that's why.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've been kind of that stalker where I've listened to every interview that he's done, and since the album's come out, and the album's my favorite album of the year. I think it's phenomenal.
Did you hear me say to him, "Thanks for growing old"?
I gotta be honest, you're the one I did not listen to.
See, because some people
you could sense when Tom was going to talk, and you dipped the audio. Is that
some people would take that the wrong way? He thought it was funny.
Yeah. Well, good for him. He seems great by all accounts. Folks that I know that know him say he's a terrific guy, and obviously he's got, in my opinion, the best voice in rock history. Others will say Robert Plant or Paul Rogers. I tell them they're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Now, Jimmy Pardo is also one of the, you're like the Lewis and Clark, or the Lewis of podcasting.
Boy, I'll take that. People say Pioneer, and I guess that. I think I'm more Clark, but you want to go with Lewis? I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah. I would have gone with Lewis, having read the books. But yeah, it's fine. You're the
okay.
Lewis.
Or no, you're the Clark, you hear what happened there? Yeah, you heard what happened there.
Okay,
yeah.
I think we know my first line of your tribute. I think it's going to pay off.
But now, if one wants to hear Jimmy Pardo in the podcast, how does one do that, Jimmy?
Well, you go to nevernotfunny.com, and this week we had the great Chris Elliott on promoting his the movie he's in, and you guys talk to these guys on a regular basis, but we're not getting a chance to talk to like the comedy legends like Chris Elliott and the like, Richard Lewis, Paul Reiser. When they come in, it's great. And like I said, Chris Elliott was this week, and you can listen to it right now by going to nevernotfunny.com.
Cool.
Let's how about the five nicest guys you've had on your show in the last decade?
Oh boy, you know what? I got to put Chris Elliott right up there. I got to put Ty Burrell from Modern Family up
That's
there.
That's good to know.
Of course, Conan O'Brien. Right. I think I legally have to say that. I probably still some sort of contract. Sarah Silverman, of course, is one of the nicest human beings on the planet. And that's about it. Everybody else is kind of an a-hole.
Okay.
Those seem like the four that I'd go with.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Now, how many musicians have you had on the show?
You know, not a lot. We just had Ace Frehley of Kiss on.
Oh.
So did you?
And, was not in that list. Jimmy Gates.
No, that's well. I wasn't thinking of that.
I said comedians.
He's a very nice man. He actually was surprisingly. Now you guys have talked to Ace, right?
Yep, of course.
Yes.
And Ace has hung out with him. Our own Ace, our engineer, is how many Kiss concerts, Ace?
Around 300.
300 for Ace. I know. And I think, but I'm nowhere near that. Although I do have my tickets for this final go around.
Well,
they better
going.
Mix up that set list, Ace.
Ace and I are going to hang.
You guys, you're going to go with Ace?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because then Ace said he brings you backstage.
Oh, I don't want to go backstage. I hate doing that, but I'll be in the front row.
Oh, I'll be going backstage.
No, no,
yeah.
Of course, Ace. And Tom, if there's any way for you to know everything I say, that'd be great. If there's just there's a way to not build on anything that I'm saying, that would be phenomenal.
That's nevernotfunny.com except today.
That's the kind of humor you're going to hear over there.
That's right, baby.
What's
come out for New Year's Eve, everybody.
Jimmy Pardo, let's talk a little. You mind if I ask you about your family? Everything going okay? Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, Christmas shopping's done. I got my son Oliver right here. He's about a foot and a half away from me, so Christmas shopping can't be discussed in detail.
Sure. Jimmy, how is Oliver? The last podcast I heard, he was sick, and there were a lot of tests going on. I mean, he's okay.
You know, we're still dealing with that, but he seems to be on the mend. And what do you think, Oliver? You doing okay?
All right,
you gave me the Cronin treatment.
Is that right?
walked away
from Dad.
Walked away from me. My own kid just walked away from me. I'm asking about him.
Yeah.
Now, we've been doing inventions today on the show. And we've come up with... Because I've got one for Jimmy.
You might want to do a podcast about this, Jimmy.
See, first,
take some notes.
First of all, Chick McGee has been watching Shark Tank, and fortunately, he's confined most of his
love
comments
for
about it
air.
To off the air, yes. Endlessly, and no one can stand it any longer.
That's a true statement. As Jimmy would say, that's a true statement.
We were talking about the fact that with all these people stealing packages off of doorsteps and porches, what are they called again now? Porch
pirates.
Porch pirates.
Porch pirates.
Pirates.
Why is that so?
So
funny?
We decided we need to bring back the moat.
Yeah.
Where you dig a thing around your house, fill it with water, and then you have to have a drawbridge, and then Chick.
You're going to have to check with your HOA on that.
Yeah. The Homeowners Association.
Or once the moat's in, no, you don't. Okay.
Yeah. And then you've decided.
You can get fined. You not get fined for not.
Sure.
But who came up with the moat remote?
That was me. The moat remote.
What does the moat remote do? Is that for the drawbridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, the drawbridge. You got to have a drawbridge, or it's not really a moat. And how you know how troubling it is to have to get out of the car and roll the drawbridge up and then get back in and drive away.
I hate that.
Chick probably knows it more than I do here at the compound in the old days.
That's sure. Right. That's right.
Now, that was our first invention. The second one was instead of Elf on a Shelf, it's Alf on a Shelf, where the great space alien.
You take all of the credit for that, please.
Because you know how funny Alf was.
Did you know that?
We just lost a father from that. That guy passed away. Is that correct?
Max Wright?
Yeah. Didn't he just pass away recently?
Oh, God, I hope.
Did we lose him? Jimmy, did we lose him too soon?
I think we're right on time.
Oh, he was great. Did you ever see the show Buffalo Bill, Jimmy?
Sure, the great Dabney Coleman.
Dabney Coleman. Did you know that the same people that created that created ALF, and they said that the reason they did it was that they thought that a puppet could get away with being that insulting, whereas Buffalo Bill never could.
Yeah, you know, we just talked about that on the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny, Buffalo Bill, for the same reasons. Like, that show could get, like, that could be on the air today. That, speaking of too soon, that show is on just way too soon, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Show. Now, so here's
Max Wright is alive and well,
good.
By the way.
Thank God.
Well, I hope he's doing great, then. I hope
once again, Jimmy Pardo, never not funny and never accurate when it comes to deaths.
He looks a little old,
news.
But I think he's okay.
So here's my idea. It's a combination of two of your favorite people, Conan O'Brien and Kevin Cronin. Of course, it's Cronin O'Brien.
Oh.
You pull the string in the dial, and he goes, "That's right."
No, is that right, you jerk?
Well,
you
gotta... okay. The doll's not perfect. The doll's not perfect.
we're just in the planning phase.
We're just in the beta phase. We can't be upset. Right,
we're spitballing here.
Okay, Jimmy Pardo, huge Kiss fan, huge fan of the band Chicago.
Yeah, what do you got?
Have you seen all of your favorite bands from back in the day over the years?
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay, so who are your other favorites besides Chicago and Kiss?
Iron Maiden. I love Iron Maiden, of course.
They're going back out.
Oh yeah, I got my tickets for September already. That's nice to do, right? When you got to buy concert tickets a year and a half in advance.
Yeah. And Bruce, it's called compound interest, by the way. If you want to look that up.
It's optimistic, isn't it?
especially in our ages.
So, yeah, I'm going to go, Pink Floyd, of course, Roger Waters. I think I've seen everybody.
Yeah, okay.
I just saw Phil Collins. That was phenomenal.
Oh, he's great. God, I love him.
I've heard that.
Did you get to see Chicago with Cetera?
I saw, it was probably 25, 30 times.
Yeah. Cetera, by the way, that's Peter Cetera. It sounds like a drug they'd advertise in the news at night.
Now, I've done that about 25, 30 times. Well. And, I'll tell you what, if you got 45 minutes, I can list the side effects for you.
Now, besides you got the podcast, how much stand-up are you doing these days, Jimmy Pardo?
You know what, I get about once a month if I'm lucky. Let me rephrase, if the crowd's lucky.
That's right.
Look at that. But you know what, the podcast, I'm very lucky I have that. I just have the pleasure of working on Sarah Silverman's show, I Love You America for Hulu. So getting out is rough, and I like being home with my little guy Oliver. We wrestle, we do our nonsense.
Good.
Is Oliver your height yet?
Nobody's getting close, which scares me because we have another year. He'll be able to beat me up. I'm not going to tolerate that.
No.
You know, I go to be picking him up at school or whatever. Hey, my dad can beat up your dad. I hear Oliver go, "Hell, I can beat up my dad."
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.